Pendengar, kini kita hidup lebih lama dari sebelumnya, sehingga tetap aktif menjadi kunci kebugaran dan kesehatan. Namun, olahraga apa yang tepat untuk Anda? SBS menemui para ahli dan orang-orang yang menemukan kebahagiaan dengan melakukan latihan rutin. Feature khusus FIFA berikut ini disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Dr. Hong Shi, seorang dokter umum, berusia 58 tahun di tahun ini. Namun dilihat dari kulitnya yang awet muda serta tubuhnya yang ramping, Anda mungkin akan berpikir jika ia berusia 40-an tahun. Dirinya mengatakan bahwa kuncinya terletak pada menjaga gaya hidup yang menyenangkan dan tetap aktif.
My part of the job is health promotion. I need to tell all my patients to living in a healthy lifestyle, to managing their general health better for, you know, prevent the chronic disease. So I think I'll set example. There is no excuse. Every time they look at me, they say, "How you look so fantastic." I say, "I'm dancing. I'm so proud."
Yeah.
So just because I'm dancing 3 times a week.
Yeah.
They say, "How do you find the time?" I say, "Just to prioritize."
Yeah.
You know, what you like to do, you know, you enjoy it. And then just do it.
Dr. Shi mengatakan bahwa dalam usianya kini, di mana anak-anaknya sudah dewasa, tetap aktif juga membuat pikirannya bahagia.
Because our kids is all grown up and they don't want us actually stay home chappy 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 all the time. So we need to enjoy ourselves, make our life enjoyable and happier, and they are happy too.
Menjadi bahagia dan sehat juga membuat kita jauh dari penyakit.
Some people doing very extreme kind of exercise, sometimes they can get hurt. You know, the time 50s and the people, the hormones are changing, everything's changing. You know, our body is getting older, the machine is getting older. So you really need to keep a joint moving and get your heart racing. So to prevent the cardiovascular disease, diabetes, the blood pressures, all those conditions.
Line dancing, pendengar, merupakan satu latihan bagi para lanjut usia yang populer di China. Namun Brisbane Line Dance Group, di mana Dr. Shi juga ikut ambil bagian di dalamnya, telah mengubah tarian ini menjadi sesuatu yang berbeda. Lebih dari 100 wanita berusia antara 30-an hingga 70-an tahun menemukan kepercayaan diri dan pesona mereka dengan tampil secara rutin dalam berbagai acara komunitas. Xiao Hongyang, yang berusia 51 tahun, adalah sekretaris kelompok tersebut. Nampak bersinar-sinar dengan terlihat muda, ia mengatakan bahwa dirinya juga rutin berenang, di samping melakukan line dancing untuk menjaga kebugaran tubuhnya.
I believe if you're doing more exercise at our age, you become, you know, more energetic and younger looking. So that's why I want to, you know, doing this 3 times a week.
Pelatih pribadi Cameron Cornish mengatakan bahwa memulai suatu rejim kebugaran bisa berarti semudah berkomitmen akan satu target setiap harinya.
If we're sitting on the couch and watching TV and reading and that sort of stuff, we're not doing something each day. Set a specific time each day. So whether or not, you know, if you've got arthritis in the morning, it might be harder to get out of bed, or you might need to warm up your joints a little bit more, but say 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in relation to saying, okay, well, this is when I'm going to do some exercise. So, and then set that time.
Cameron menjalankan kelas kebugaran mingguan bagi para lanjut usia. Usia peserta di kelasnya beragam, pendengar, antara 50-an hingga 80-an tahun. Pasangan Jillian dan Cole berusia 70 tahun. Mereka sudah bergabung dengan kelompok ini selama lebih dari 3 tahun dan datang 2 kali dalam 1 minggu.
We do a major travel about every 1.5 years, so you've got to be fit. Last year we were in 4,500 meters. At top of Bolivia, and even though you're puffing and puffing and puffing, you still knew you were fit.
Awalnya sulit bagi Jillian untuk menemukan motivasi berlatih secara rutin.
So I probably moaned twice a week for the first year and a half, and now I don't moan. I just get ready. But we don't come till 10 o'clock, so it means I don't have to get out of bed at 6 in the morning to get here at 7 in the morning or something.
So that you'd have to carry your own bags if you didn't do exercise.
Lingkungan olahraga yang menyenangkan ini memiliki 8 peserta berusia antara 60-an hingga 80-an tahun. Cameron melontarkan candaan dan mengamati masing-masing muridnya sambil memutari gym tanpa alas kaki. Ia mengatakan bahwa semua muridnya memiliki semacam penyakit kronis atau juga pernah mengalami cedera sebelumnya. Faye, yang kini berusia 70 tahun, telah mengikuti kelas ini selama 4 tahun terakhir. Awalnya ia mengikuti aktivitas ini untuk menghilangkan stres karena bertambahnya usia dan juga untuk mengurangi berat badan. Faye berhasil menurunkan berat badannya sebanyak 19 kg dalam 2,5 tahun dan ia juga dapat beristirahat malam dengan lebih baik.
I do notice the difference. I know I'm 70, but a lot of the time I don't feel it, especially when I've done a really good hill walk and I get to the top and I think, that's not bad for an old girl.
Sementara itu bagi Cole, pertemanan dengan peserta yang lainlah yang membuatnya selalu ingin kembali.
As well as coming for the exercise, you come for the community that's here, the people. Learn what's happening in their lives and they ask you about what's in your life and we're listening to the different music. We get a choice of 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s music. Then you go home and feel all the aches and pains in your legs and arms.
Dr. Alisa Burton adalah seorang ilmuwan dan peneliti olahraga dari Curtin University. Ia mengatakan bahwa panduan aktivitas fisik Australia dan WHO merekomendasikan agar orang dewasa sebaiknya tetap aktif secara fisik selama setidaknya 30 menit per hari. Namun yang sering orang lupa adalah bahwa mereka juga harus melakukan latihan kekuatan dan keseimbangan 2 kali dalam seminggu.
Many older people don't actually realize that. I think at any age you can be physically active, but a really, really good opportunity is that first year when you move into retirement. Because what happens is you've got that little bit of time when you've finished working full-time or say part-time, and before you get into the new routine of looking after the grandkids for many days a week and catching up with friends and family and really filling up your day.
Hal ini bisa berupa aktivitas yang sederhana yang bisa dilakukan oleh siapa saja tanpa harus pergi ke gym.
So when you're watching the TV and there's an advert break, can you actually get up off your chair without using your hands? Now if you can, that's fantastic. Why not try standing and sitting 5 times? Now if for some reason you find that you can't actually get up out of the chair without using your hands, that means that your muscle strength is starting to deteriorate. So what you should be doing is, as your goal is to be trying to use your hands less, and then hopefully over the next month or two, you'll find that you'll actually get to the point where you don't need your hands anymore, which is a really good place to be in.
Kembali ke Core Health Coaching Gym, Cameron Courage sibuk memastikan bahwa murid-muridnya yang berusia tidak muda lagi berlatih dengan benar. Ia mengatakan pada SBS bahwa seseorang biasanya tidak memulai rutinitas olahraga yang benar sebelum akhirnya mereka mencapai titik kritis.
When they're told by their doctor they really need to do something, that might give them the motivation. The tipping point is actually getting them to get out of the house or getting them to do something. Because we get set in our ways, sometimes if that's not part of our life, it can be quite scary. But once we've made the decision to change, generally they're pretty good. Just do anything, just to start.